everybody. How are you doing? Let's get some action going. I'm here till three. Nick Harper playing live very shortly. I was thinking, actually, because it's 10 years of Labour, isn't it? 10 years ago yesterday, I was at the Charlatans gig in Liverpool. Absolutely rammed it was. And it was the night of the general election. There was a big party afterwards. So yes, Nick Harper. A welcome return, and thank you to people who've been sending emails, and I will be putting your questions to Nick in just a moment. We're on 0500 288 291, email janice.long at bbc.co.uk, text 88 291. And it's Nick, after the Buzzcocks ever fallen in love. Buzzcocks and Ever Fallen in Love. And, well, Nick Harper is here and studying some photographs at the moment. I'll try and find the name of the person who sent them to me. I think it was Big Chris.
Big Chris, yeah.
Debarras. Clonakilty, yes. Last year. Is that how you say it?
Debarras, yeah. Barry's Place.
And he says, the picture reminds me of Pulp Fiction. Anyway, he just wondered if you could remember what you were looking at on that photograph. But it's not good radio, really, is it?
Well, unfortunately, I was very drunk at the time.
Oh, were you?
Well, there you go. Yes, there you go.
Well,
sorry,
great
Chris.
To see you again. And
yes, fact,
Paula has emailed saying, please tell him I admire that he's still coherent enough to do a session after that game and congratulate him on supporting the greatest football team in the world. That's Paula. It must have been, so I didn't know you were a Red.
Was there a game on tonight?
Where did you watch it?
Actually, I must confess, I watched it in a room on my own. It was quite weird.
Yeah.
I had a beer, and I did a lot of shouting, my voice is still going, but we shall see.
So how come you're a Liverpool supporter?
Basically, I grew up in Wiltshire, and the nearest team was Swindon, so my mum didn't want to take me there for some reason. I've no idea. Swindon's a wonderful, wonderful place. But the first game I ever remember seeing was the 71 Cup Final, and I chose a team in red.
Yeah.
And it was, they lost, it was heartbreaking, and that was it, I was stuck.
And have you followed them, sort of travelled? You know,
yeah, I try and get to one game a season if I can, you know, but I don't live anywhere near the ground. So I'm an armchair fan, I must admit,
Athens,
I'm afraid.
Could you go to Athens?
Ooh. Now, I've booked my own tour this time.
Have you, yeah.
And the only day off around there is the day of the final.
Really?
But I got a gig in Chester the day before and one in Sheffield, I think, the day after or something, so I don't think so. But much more importantly than that, if you're listening, it's my daughter's birthday as well.
Oh.
So it could be double whammy.
Oh.
Red's number 6 and Lily's number 11.
Oh, how lovely. But you said, didn't you actually, was it when they were in Turkey that you had a gig?
What did
they do?
I had a gig down in Poole, a place called Mr. Kipps. Very cool in Poole. Yeah, they're cool down there. Because I was in a panic when we qualified for the final. And rang them up and said, look, I'm a professional. I'll do the show. I'll be there. But I'm not playing while they're playing. And he said, Nick, it's all cool, man. Just keep calm. So I got to the gig and there's posters, Nick Harper, you know, plus support, AC Milan versus Liverpool. LED 10-foot screen, the audio of the match coming out of the PA.
Great.
And I think there was a few sort of old folkies there, you know, sort of friends of my dad and stuff, sort of scratching their heads, wondering if they're in the right place at all, you know. I thought it was an absolutely fantastic combination.
I think that's wonderful. What a great support.
Yeah, great, yeah. God, it was pretty hard to top that drama, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So I've got your new album, which you posted me one, I didn't get it. But I've got this, which I haven't obviously had the chance to listen to yet, and DVD. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about those in a moment. Play the tune first.
Oh, okay.
What do you fancy?
You just got me on the hop there.
Got you on the hop.
Well, I was going to talk about...
What do you want to talk about?
Let's
Everest?
I was going to talk about that. Let's play one off the new CD then.
All right. What are you going to play?
Which is, it's called The Field of the Cloth of Gold.
Yes.
Which is basically, I wanted to write a song for the Levellers, who are my great benefactors the last couple of years, inviting me to Beautiful Days Festival, which is one of the best festivals, if not the best festival going these days, I reckon. And I sort of traced the festival behaviour back to 1520.
Really?
Yeah. Not 20 past three. Talking 16th century here. When King Henry VIII met King Francis I of France. And they bankrupted each other's countries, trying to outdo each other, having a mega festival. And I think music festivals are sort of some sort of descendant from that.
Great,
that was
story,
the first one. Yeah. So.
I wonder, was it? I mean, you know, that festival, would it be quite mad? I would have thought.
Yeah, I think it's sort of Hieronymus Bosch type affair. You know, No quarter taken, really. Well, I sort of allude to what might have gone on there.
All right, good.
What I guessed that might have happened. And the Beautiful Days Festival is sort of medieval. So it seems to fit, you know. OK, let's have a go at this.
All right.
Well, I followed my father's baggage train to the field of the cloth of gold. I was trying to lend some honour to the family name on the field of a cloth of gold. Am I to be denied my rightful claim on the field of a cloth of gold? I rested across the valley with the vermin in the stable, about a million miles from the ermine and the sable, where the fat king laughs out loud amongst the sermon at his table on the field of a cloth of gold. Well, I popped out my chest and I took a look around the field of the cloth of gold. I covered up my crest, but I left my colors unbound on the field of the cloth of gold. You'd never have guessed the amount of mad fools I found on the field of the cloth of gold. There were minstrels and mountebanks and harpers and clowns cudgeling the air with a riot of a sound, and jousting to the death for a tiny patch of ground on the field of the cloth of gold. And the first day was done, and the second day begun, where I spent my coin and I had my fun on the field of the cloth of gold. We split a line of elms in the midday sun on the field of the cloth of gold. No one ever said we were there to get anything done on the field of the cloth of gold. I tried my parley with the ladies, so fine and so fair. There was something going on, but there was wine going spare. And in the end I got blind drunk and they yelled, what the hell is he doing here on the field of the cloth of gold? And the second day was done. And with a thumping head, the third begun. I was with the smiths and the squires from the English Shire on the field of the cloth of gold, hoisting the glitz of night with their archimedic wires on the field of the cloth of gold. He's such a heavy weight, it's not just the horse that tires on the field of the cloth of gold. I ask the king for his grace and his mercy, with a waft of his ring and cup of lace, he turn and curse me to a pretty French princess, all rosy face and dainty courtesy on the field of the cloth of gold. And the third day was the last, the time flew by so. Those days on that field were the best. Yes, 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 let the long flag flutter, let the falcons fly above the field of a cloth of gold. Framed up against a beautiful day's blue sky on the field of a cloth of gold. We must look pretty small from up there, you and I, on the field of a cloth of gold. So spare a thought for the goodly folk chained up by poverty, but kings, fortune spent on tournaments can change the way you see. And I'm old, I know where I would rather be, on the field of a cloth of gold. On the field of a cloth of gold.
Yeah. We were talking about you at home and say, yeah, people have to see you. It's fantastic to hear, but they've got to see you as well. And I'll remind people of dates. In fact, you are giving away there's 3 pairs of tickets up for grabs, a venue of your choice. And somebody talking, that's Fields of the Cloth of Gold, the Field of the Cloth of Gold from Miracles for Beginners. And Lisa says, where does the title come from?
The title?
Yes.
Well, we put a bit of toast in. I was having breakfast.
It's great.
And it popped up and it looked just
the
like
vision.
Yours truly. And my girlfriend said, well, it's not a fully fledged miracle, but it's not bad for a beginner. So that's the title.
That's great. And she saw you last Sunday and you were ace. A few silly questions for Nick. Thank you for having him back on the show. Always great to hear him on the radio. This is David Lodge in Edinburgh. How long does it think it'll be until the paternal monobrow will sprout? Or has it already?
The paternal monobrow?
Yep.
As in... Well, my dad's has already sprouted. Mine is well and truly. It's just the one brow here. The paternal monobrow.
Yeah.
Does he mean in my children? I don't know. Or is it a song? He wants me to write a song about my
eyebrows,
perhaps.
Maybe you should. And one of the many highlights of the new DVD was watching Nick in action in the kitchen. Would he recommend one of his greasy spoon special fry-ups when wooing the love of my life during an evening of candlelit romance?
Okay, that can be arranged. Every man has his price. Absolutely.
So what are you doing on this DVD?
All sorts. A friend of mine, Mike, followed me around with a camera and turned up at a few gigs. And he slapped it all together, and it's okay. I can just about bear it, which is, you know, I don't spend a lot of time in mirrors, let alone looking at moving pictures of myself.
Yeah,
so it must be all right, I reckon.
Good. The acoustic version of Bloodsong that Nick plays live is fantastic. Does he have any plans to release this? Maybe on an album of demos and sketches and stuff like Andy Partridge did with Fuzzy Warbles.
Ah, Fuzzy Warbles.
M3.
Yes, I'm doing it as we speak.
Ooh.
And, give me an email and I'll sell it to you at a very decent price.
Nick, in the DVD, you say that you've never written a song about the garden. What about my little masterpiece? Little girl playing in her grandmother's garden, red rose rambles. This is Sire. Is it in Aldershot or Sire? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, actually. I do happen to live... I live in my... Well, it's my mum built this garden. She did botany at university and she's... She got heavily into the real thing.
Ooh.
Later on. And she built this wonderful garden, which she's fertilising it these days.
Ooh.
Which is a bit of a shame. But she's left us to keep it for her, which is wonderful. Which, actually, Mike Peters of The Alarm...
Well, I was going to say, this leads now to you going to Everest.
It does, really, doesn't it? Everest. I'm going up Mount Everest this year. Can you believe that? I can't.
I mean, it's astonishing.
I know.
You training for this?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, full on. Yeah.
I don't believe you. Are you doing anything?
No, not yet.
Right.
I got a guidebook. I haven't looked at it yet.
Well, didn't it just say up?
Yeah, this way up.
Up.
He set up this foundation because Mike Peters from The Alarm.
That's right.
He's had leukemia.
That's right.
And they call it the Love, Hope, Strength Foundation.
Mm.
And they've set up this crazy gig at base camp, Mount Everest, and for some reason asked me. And in fact, he rang me up on my mum's birthday.
Oh.
So it was all pretty poignant. He didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, and what a privilege.
Yes.
What a fantastic trip it's going to be.
So who else is going?
And actually, doing something useful for a change. Who else is going? There's Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats is going.
Yeah.
Billy Duffy from The Cult.
From The Cult.
Dave Wakefing from The Beat.
Yeah.
And Glenn Tilbrook, my old mate.
Great, because you worked with us,
And there's a few other, I think Jimmy Barnes is supposed to be going, and possibly someone from The Boss's band.
Wow.
I don't know who exactly. And then there's other people who have like written books about fighting that awful disease, and I think one of them's climbed Everest before to the top. I don't think we're going to go to the top, not unless I can play the ukulele or something. I'm not carrying my guitar all the way up there. But apparently,
how long is it going to take you to get up?
What, in the morning? No, it's 12 days, I think. We fly into Kathmandu, then there's a helicopter ride, which I've also never done, and then it's a 12-day trek from them. But we do get to keep our own Sherpas, apparently, yeah, after. So that's quite good.
I've never had a Sherpa.
No, I beg your pardon.
That's always the first time. Mm. Well, do you want to do a tune then?
Yeah, why not? Let's do... I wrote this one for me mum.
I've been talking to my imaginary friend more than anything. She is positively positivity, someone who's always helpful. I know that's not living how it is, but how I'd like it to be. But all I ever do is dream. All I ever do is dream that you are here with me. And when I need my imaginary friend more than anything, she reaches to me and teaches me to be someone I like. I know that's not living how it is, but how I'd like it to be. But all I ever do is dream. All I ever do is dream.
Imaginary friend. Mm. And so that's quite a thing. And your mum, God rest her soul, you know, it's just everybody else that's going, Billy Duffy, and you said about Mike Peters, he had cancer, leukemia.
Mm.
So what's Billy and the other people, what are their connections? Are they just going because they want to support it?
Yes, I think
have they had a mum like you, you know?
I don't know the full story yet, but I guess... I mean, it's going to be a rock show. There is a rock gig in Kathmandu, so I guess Mike would be a bit lonely up there on his own, you know. So he's got the gang involved, which is great. I think it's great, you know. I mean, obviously it's a trip of a lifetime, but like doing something useful is good.
Exactly.
I mean, I wrote that song. I actually wrote it the day my mum died.
Did you?
And what I didn't know then is that, of course, she's always with me.
Mm.
And you were talking about something about reincarnation. So I think, you know, we're made up of all our ancestors, aren't we, from the year dot. And so they're all with us, you know, guiding us.
Aye.
Maybe subliminally.
She'll be there up Everest with you.
Aye.
And you've got this lengthy tour, Birmingham tonight at the Barfly.
Yeah.
Remind everybody of all of these dates when I do the competition, and in fact, the DVDs as well up for grabs. I'll ask you one more question from somebody, well, actually saying congratulations on joining up with Love, Hope, Strength for Everest Rocks. It's a unique event for a great cause. What's your training regime for your walk to the Everest Base Camp, and shall the boardies start knitting you socks or maybe pooling together the Kendall mint cake? Or of course, rocks. Well, you've got to have Kendall mint
absolutely.
Cake. Absolutely.
Yes.
Walking, sturdy walking shoes and Kendall mint.
Love
how do we
stuff.
Survive without that?
Well, I have done Scarfell and Snowdon and Helvellyn and stuff, but not really the same, is it, really?
No. Start. But good luck with that, and
thank you
fantastic
very much.
That you're doing it. And one more tune, if you would, Nick.
Sure. I'll do another new thing. Which is about, I don't know what it's about, really.
Is this from Miracles for Beginners
yes.
as well?
It's called Blue Sky Thinking.
Thank you.
Corporate speak, being reclaimed.
I dreamt a dream of a girl I saw, wanted to see her around some more. Beautiful, kind, and all adored. Easy to write a love song for. It was blue.
sky thinking. Absolutely gorgeous from Miracles for Beginners. And we've got the DVD and some tickets up for grabs. Nick Harper, once again, thank you so, so much for coming to see us and hope to see you again soon.
Brilliant, thank you.
88 to 91 FM, it's Radio 2 from the BBC. Glorious yourself?
Good, yes, very well, and all the better for watching Nick Harper perform there.
He was fantastic, wasn't he?
Well, there are some tickets up for grabs. You can enter under a pseudonym.
not that we would ever encourage
such
behaviour.
Not that we would ever encourage, no.
Right, you are. I'll be calling in later.
All right, cheers. Going to be up through the night tonight, finishing a massive uni project. Hadn't heard your show until tonight, really enjoying it. Making these calculations bearable and keeping me awake. Thanks, Jan. Wanting some Led there? Oh, why not? We'll sort it out later. And I promise to play Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. All right, everybody? Obvious reasons. Nick Harper, excellent, funny, great musician. Thanks for having him back on the show again from the Big J. And lots of lovely stuff coming in here about Nick Harper, which is great. So thank you to all of you. Now, we have the DVD, all right, Love is Music, Nick Harper in Concert and Beyond. And there are dates, right, and we'll give three pairs of tickets. You can choose which venue you want to go to. So, we have tonight Birmingham, then he goes to Bristol on the 3rd of May, Worcester on the 4th, Leicester on the 5th, Poole on the 6th, Wrexham on the 9th, Leeds, Hebden Bridge, Manchester, Nottingham, Hull, Newcastle, Edinburgh, Glenmavis, Glasgow, Chester, Sheffield, York, Huddersfield, Liverpool, Southampton, Brighton, London, Aldershot, Exeter, Gloucester, Middlewich Folk Festival, Devizes Festival, Bournemouth Festival, Frome, Larmatree Festival, Eastern Hays, Song 07 Festival, Rhythm Festival, Belladrum Tartan Festival. All right, now, I don't think the festival ones will be included there. But a gig of your choice. So what you need to do is when you call in, tell us your, you know, nearest venue. And what I would like to know, the first song that he did, The Field of the Cloth of Gold, he said he wrote for a band. Which band was it? 0500 288 291. Email janice.long@bbc.co.uk. Text 88 291. And he wrote it for a band. He spoke about a festival, didn't he, that they actually put on as well. But which band are we talking about? 0500 288 291, janice.long@bbc.co.uk, text 88 291. And it's the song The Field of the Cloth of Gold. Which band did he write it for? Here's a fray, How to Save a Life. Harper wrote that track for The Field of the Cloth of Gold, 0500 288 291. Email janice.long@bbc.co.uk, text 88 291. And tell us where you live so that when you pulled out the hat, we can work out which gig you want to go to that he's doing. Birmingham, Bristol, Worcester, Leicester, Poole, Wrexham, Leeds, Hebden Bridge, Manchester, Nottingham, Hull, Newcastle, Edinburgh, Glenmavis, Glasgow, Chester, Sheffield, York, Huddersfield, Liverpool, Southampton, Brighton, London, Aldershot, Exeter, Gloucester, and on it goes. So, you know, there's bound to be one just near you. Music City Soul is Radio 2's Album of the Week from Beverly Knight. Why me? Why you?
The power of a dream, like a horror movie scene, that ended up at the final cut on the floor. Yes, you did. If you thought I'd be cool, I'd be back.
lovely night. Why me? Why you? Why now? From Music City Soul, Radio 2's album of the week. And Mr. Bruce will be playing another track from that later. Listening to Nick talk and play and hearing how intimate your emails were about what he was about, I wonder why I haven't heard this bloke before. So I keyed in Nick Harper on the web, and it's a fantastic site, Harper Space, and it says everything about this guy. Fantastic. It says Brian, lots of people loving him, and rightly so. He is just great. And Jack saying, ooh, you were talking about going to see the Charlatans 10 years ago, election night. I think it's a great excuse to play some Charlie's Jam. Will you do it? Of course I will, gorgeous. And lovely, lovely session from Nick Harper. Where's your Sony Award? I think they're just, you know, they're going to make a big thing of it next year. But thank you for that. And, right, 0500-288-291, janice.long@bbc.co.uk, text 88-291 if you want to get in touch. We've got lots of stuff about the first 30 minutes disappearing, but when you send them to me, I can't do anything with them. I think you have to send them to another department. I'll try and find out which department that is. Here's Duke Special. Last night I nearly died, but I woke up just in time. And I will announce the winners of our competition very shortly. A bit of Electric Soft Parade, methinks. I don't know. That's the Electric Soft Parade for Richard in Chelmsford. Couldn't agree with you more. Shaz in Cambridge. Couldn't agree with you more. Saki Sid and lots of other people too. Now, who's this? Please play me. Loved the Thea Gilmore session last night. Play me something inspirational. Trying to pick up courage to ask a friend out, says Tom. Oh, Tom, just chill. Do it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Now, I mean, if Liverpool Football Club can be inspired by this, so can you. To Mark and Darren, on our way back to Clompton, Devon, been to the big match, come on you Reds, so for all Reds, just alienating all Chelsea fans here, but all of the Reds tuned in, who will be celebrating still, I assume. Just noticed this, Willie Mason, going to see Willie Mason at the weekend in Liverpool, can't wait, gonna have a fab night. Pete, North Wales, you are, you'll enjoy every moment of it. Jed Clampson, pause for thought. Woman, and I'll be announcing the winners of our Nick Harper competition after Radio 2's record of the week. Sheffield's finest, they are Tiny Dancers, Hannah We Know. Dancers and Hannah We Know. I think I'm right in saying, you know, they're doing Loopaloo, Ullapool, which I'm going up to again. So I'll be made up if they are. I've just seen something that makes me feel sick. A stone growing long white hair, given a price of 10 million yuan, which is £650,000 at an art exhibition. But it really makes me feel sick. It is a big, like a huge rock thing, and then lots of white hair dangling from it, the remains of a kind of fungus which grows on the surface of the stone and makes it look like a hairy head. But isn't that horrible to send it to Phil? I don't want to see that anymore. Right, the winners in our Nick Harper competition, and the answer was the Levellers. We've got Richard in Sheffield, we've got Paula on the email, and we have Chris Alfred as well. So all sorted, somebody will be in touch, you'll get your DVDs, and you will get your tickets, all right? Yeah!